NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, in for Ed Gordon. Today, the first in a two-part series on homelessness on Los Angeles' Skid Row, which has the most dense homeless population in America. But first, in San Francisco, Mayor Gavin Newsom has launched a 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness there. Like other mayors, he's embraced the Housing First model, with the idea of first stabilizing the homeless in housing and then providing them with support services. Tara Seiler reports.
The city of San Francisco estimates there are some 8,000 homeless people here, with 2,500 wandering the streets on any given night. Many converge here in the gritty Tenderloin District, where the city is housing many of the homeless in the scores of single-room occupancy hotels lining the streets.
This is the Bristol Hotel, and this is one of the hotels where we have stabilization rooms for clients that are in treatment.
These new clients must first sign a treatment contract, agreeing to work with case managers like Ben Ames. He's an outreach worker for the city and county of San Francisco, and he's one of 24 staff trying to move the chronically homeless into one of the program's 2,800 housing units.
Hey, Rick, it's Ben. Hey.
Rick Morrell is a 47-year-old self-described dope fiend who's lived on the streets for 17 years. His chipped teeth and glassy eyes are markers of a hard life. It took Ben Ames 2 months to convince Morrell to enter the program.
Well, basically they grabbed me by the neck, stood me up, dusted me off, put me back on my feet, I guess. You know, I could see that they wanted to help me out, give me a chance, so I decided to give it a try, you know.
The help began with a simple temporary room and an agreement to enter drug treatment. Then Ames helped Morrell get on welfare and Social Security. He lined him up with a psychiatrist and a primary care doctor. Ames says he also provides basic role modeling for Morrell, who has trouble managing his anger.
One thing that Rick and I spend a lot of time doing when I first met Rick was Rick could not stand in line. So I stand in line with Rick and I explain to him, well, this is what we do. So we're going to be really appropriate, and we're going to say please and thank you. And when we get really frustrated, we're not going to yell at people.
Morrell has come so far, he will soon graduate to permanent housing as part of San Francisco's controversial Care Not Cash program, where he'll have drastically reduced welfare payments in exchange for housing and on-site services. That tough-love approach has come under fire from some housing advocates, who say City Hall's reallocation of welfare funds is simply robbing Peter to pay Paul. Jennifer Friedenbach, organizing director with the Coalition for the Homeless, offers some praise to the outreach program, but says that triage approach can leave those considered less needy on long waiting lists.
So basically what they did is just carved aside a portion of existing underfunded services and gave them to the people lucky enough to come in contact with an outreach worker. And so, yeah, they've had success, but, you know, a lot of this is basically rearranging chairs on the deck of the Titanic.
What's really needed, says Friedenbach, is a lot more federal funding. Trent Rohr, director of San Francisco's Health and Human Services Department, says that would be welcome. But he says this current strategy makes fiscal and moral sense.
If we have limited resources, we're going to triage to those who are most in need, and those are the chronically homeless. Because over time, we'll save money, but we'll also be addressing individuals who have such significant barriers that absent this sort of intervention, they will never get better.
Rohr says the beauty of the outreach program is it gives access to services and housing in real time.
Where an outreach worker can go to an individual on the street that they may have a relationship with and say, we have a methadone maintenance slot for you now, or we have a housing unit for you now. Are you ready?
Back at the Bristol Hotel, Rick Morrell arranges his appointments with his outreach worker. He's been off drugs now for more than a year and plans to stick with the program.
I got no desire for any drugs, you know. I'm a totally different person from, say, a year and a half ago to now, totally different person. I look different. I act different. I'm sort of almost a citizen, you know, almost.
Morrell seems to be on track to joining the more than 1,700 other homeless people who've been placed in supportive housing by San Francisco over the past 2 years. According to the city, 95% of those housed so far are still there. For NPR News, I'm Tara Seiler in San Francisco.